Yeah, look, this is simply unacceptable. I've made a public call for Minister McHugh to appoint a board before the Christmas recess. He's failed to do so. This is now 2 months that we've been without a board at Uthers na Gaeltachta. Then we have to remember that this is the government that actually suspended or ended the idea of the board being directly elected by the public. And as a result of that, the sole responsibility now for appointing the board rests with the Minister of State in the Gaeltacht, which is Deputy Joe McHugh. And since November of this year, there has been no board at Uthers na Gaeltachta. And this is despite the fact that in West Donegal, we've seen 32 jobs lost just in the mouth of Christmas, major decisions and issues that have to be discussed at Uthers na Gaeltachta. And the scheduled meeting of the board of Uthers na Gaeltachta had to be suspended because no board exists. And it's simply not acceptable in the year that the Taoiseach has dubbed the year of the Irish language, that the board for of Uthers na Gaeltachta, an agency responsible for the development of the Irish language, not only within the Gaeltacht but right across the country, and responsible for economic generation within the Gaeltacht region, doesn't have a board, is not acceptable and wouldn't be tolerated if it was the IDA or Enterprise Ireland or any other agency operating in a more urban setting.
In relation to your correspondence with Minister McHugh and his department, has there been any clarity as to why a board hasn't been reinstated?
No, all we understand is through commentary from the media that there was supposed to be, I understand that the Minister was saying that he would appoint the board before the Christmas recess. Obviously that has come and that has gone, and the holidays are over now and the Minister needs to get back to work and he needs to appoint the board. So we've put down a parliamentary question as to why the board hasn't been put in place at this point in time. You'll remember that Donegal County Council have a nominee on that board, and it's been months since Donegal County Council have appointed or selected their person. But this is about, you know, just proper governance. It isn't a very difficult job to appoint a board. It's something that Minister McHugh has within his gift. And, you know, I'm sure as a result of the public attention that's been brought to this now that he will appoint the board swiftly. But it shouldn't have come to this. There shouldn't have been a situation where Uthers na Gaeltachta has no board for 2 months. And let me just say this. If a company came to Donegal and wanted to locate in Donegal and create hundreds of jobs, it couldn't be grant aided unless there was a board there. So decisions like that can't be taken until there's a board. So it's not acceptable, and Minister McHugh has to account for why he has taken so long to appoint a board.